I'm Heidi Holton with Michael Small. We're so glad you're listening to us this morning, because joining us in the studio are Pat Helmberger and Barb Veit. They are the co-chairs of the BYO Bag Committee of Earth Circle of Grand Rapids, and they recently wrote an open letter published in the Grand Rapids Herald Review about plastic bags and the current legislation that would allow individual communities in our state to ban the use of plastic bags. Pat, Barb, thanks so much for being with us again.
Well, you're welcome.
So we've talked many times about this. Pat, when did this start to become a burning issue for you, this plastic bag use in our society today?
It really began when I learned about the garbage islands in the oceans and the damage that the plastic bags were doing to the creatures in the ocean. That really began my research, and then Barb joined me, and and we've been for 6 years researching plastic. And the more we research, the more awful things we're finding out.
So as a listener from Minnesota, it seems to me, how does my plastic bag get to the ocean?
Oh, well, I don't know that your plastic bag gets to the ocean. It might get to a landfill.
That's right, yeah.
It might get to a tree, but it could get to the ocean.
Right.
That's the awful part about it, as there are so many plastic bags in the world that now they are of no value. So they're often, most of the time now, going into landfills. Or here's the other issue. We, as a wealthy country, send our plastic trash to China. Now, China finally said, I don't want your trash. We don't want your trash anymore. We were not very nice to China. We sent, along with our plastic contaminated trash, we sent medical waste. We sent dirty diapers. They were finally just said, we can't do this anymore. So they stopped. Basically, now they take like 0.5% of our plastic, but it has to be clean. It cannot be contaminated with all these other things. So then, of course, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Thailand began to take our trash. Now, they have become so overwhelmed by the amount of trash that in 2021, they're going to stop taking it. And India is going to stop taking it in 2022. Then, I mean, we're already facing a crisis, but then it's going to be an issue that we're going to have to deal with on a massive scale. And certainly, banning plastic bags is such a small issue when you look at the global crisis that we're facing.
And it's not just worldwide. In Grand Rapids, Hired Hands is having trouble getting rid of the single-use plastic bags. They are now going to the landfill. They have bales and bales of plastic sitting in a room that they need to sell to somebody or get out of their space, and they're trying to work on who they can sell those bales to. And also Lake Superior is getting really polluted. We have friends who were sailing on Lake Superior 3 years ago with other friends on a houseboat, and they said the trash and the plastic was so bad on the lake that it was just heartbreaking for them to see all that. So it's just a huge issue. And the fossil fuel industry just keeps making more. They have poured $180 billion into new plastic production facilities. They're hoping to make 40% more plastic than they already have. And they've never been held accountable for any of this.
Mm-hmm. That's Barb Veit. She's here along with Pat Helmberger. We're talking about plastic bag use and what's going on in the legislature right now. We'll get into that. But are you, did you say 4 years?
Six years.
So are you hopeful? I mean, I know there's been, how is it in the Grand Rapids area, would you say?
I would say that we don't see the problem, basically.
Yeah.
But we know, as Barb just said, that our recycling facilities are declining. You know, waste management puts theirs in the landfill. Hired hands is probably going to have to do that because there's no commercial market. Nobody wants them. And just think about this. Over in the East Asian countries, there are huge, huge piles of garbage that we've sent over there. Poor people go into these huge dumps along with their children, and they will pick out plastic bags. They can work for a whole day collecting plastic bags and make 50 cents. If they collect plastic bottles, they can make between $2 and $3 a day. So, of course, they're not going to be interested in plastic bags. They are of no value anymore to anyone. We have to get rid of them. That's why we are so hopeful that people in Grand Rapids will call Senator Eichhorn, Representative Lehman. Barb and I met with them on Saturday and had a really good meeting. They're very, very open to hearing people's concerns and opinions. And we hope that they will call. Their websites are very easy to use. Get on the phone or get on your computer. Let them know how you feel, because this is an issue that we all have to face. This is not just about Asian countries. This is about Minnesota. It's about Grand Rapids. It's about our personal behavior, too, because as Barb said, the plastic industry is not held accountable for cleaning up their mess. They're just going to make more of it.
And there's an easy solution that we can bring our own cloth
bags.
That's
right.
Absolutely.
We've given away thousands of bags. We raise money, and we have the bags made locally. There's a local company making canvas bags, and we put Earth Circle on them, and we give them away to people, and we hope more people will use them. It's heartbreaking to see how many single-use plastic bags come out of the grocery store when we go shopping.
So there is something going on in the legislature right now having to do with this. Now, my hope was that there was a bill to ban plastic bags in Minnesota, but we're not quite there yet. But what does the bill have to do with in terms of plastic bags?
It basically says we want communities to be able to make their own decisions about whether or not they want a ban. Because in 2017, you might remember that the legislature said you can't have a ban
individual
on plastic bags.
Communities.
Yeah. And then Minneapolis was like days away from starting theirs, and I'm sure they were just so disappointed about that. So we're hoping this time that this will pass. And I think this is kind of interesting. I've been listening to public radio, mm-hmm. and I've been hearing about some of the pro-plastic bag lobbyists and legislators saying, if we pass this, people in Minnesota are going to be so confused. They're not going to know whether or not there's a ban here or a ban there. And we were so insulted. I mean, we're not that stupid.
No. And, you know, it kind of plays into there's been a big craze with kind of decluttering your life and, you know, the Marie Kondo craze where people are trying to have less stuff in their life. I mean, if you carry your bags around, it's so much less stuff. Because not only is it a one-use thing to have these plastic bags, a lot of times they put one item.
I know. That's right. Yeah.
You know, and it really makes you realize kind of the excess. I do want to say that if you are interested in this idea right now, a great way for you to support stopping using plastic bags is to support KXE. We'll get you one of our tote bags when you pledge your support. $10 a month or above, you're supporting a station that brings you conversations like this, and you're also not getting plastic bags when you go grocery shopping.
And those tote bags are sturdy,
yes,
and they're fairly large. So
now,
you get a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, John Bauer claims three bowling balls can fit in it. I'm not sure that there's truth in that. I don't want to be fake about it, but 800-662-5799. Pat, you mentioned talking to your legislator. It is very easy. I don't know if people realize that, by just going online, too. Mm-hmm. So if you're not in the Grand Rapids area, you just enter in your address, and there's your information on
exactly.
who your elected officials are.
Yes.
And that's their job, is to listen to you.
That's exactly right. And let me give the numbers, the bill numbers. For Senator Eichhorn, it's Senate File 1903. And for Representative Lehman, it's House File 511. And I hope people will call in. I think that would be just wonderful if they could get a lot of input.
Mm-hmm. And a state ban would be absolutely fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii and California, right, are the two states mm-hmm. that have banned single-use plastic bags for the whole state. So
Oregon is looking at it.
Are they?
But they,
okay.
So far, no. But they're also wanting to ban plastic straws in Oregon. So, you know, people are really getting concerned because there's more and more information coming out about the damage that we're doing, not just to the environment itself, but to the oceans that are now becoming so polluted that I've stopped eating any seafood at all. I mean, when I hear scientists say the oceans have become toilets that won't flush, that was enough for me.
You're listening to the Monday Morning Show. Support conversations like what you're listening to now with Barb and Pat. Thanks, you guys, for being. I know you've been members for a long time, both of you.
Mm-hmm.
We sure appreciate that. That's how we do this. That's why you get to hear conversations like this. Call now, 800-662-5799.
And may I just give kudos to my neighbor, Justin Lampa. Without him and his sons, I don't think I would have made it today. I was so snowed in.
Oh.
And they cleared everything. Oh, they've done that all winter. So I am so appreciative.
That's great.
Yeah, special thanks to all of our snow movers.
Yes,
oh,
I agree.
Yes.
Coming up, we've got Laura Erickson speaking for the birds, and then Don Bosey, history continuing of the Grand Rapids area. Call now, pledge your support, take five out of your busy morning, 800-662-5799. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.